Bradley Roach, responsible for all that. Or maybe you wanted to save some blame for Dickie's Convenience in Statler that sold him the beer. Or maybe for the beer company itself with its good time ads about cute talking frogs and funny ballpark beer men instead of dead people lying by the highway with their guts hanging out. Or maybe you want to blame it on Bradley's DNA. Little twists of cellular rope that had been whispering, drink more, ever since Bradley's first sip. Because some people are just wired up that way, which is to say, like suitcase bombs ready to explode, which is absolutely zero comfort to the dead and wounded. Or maybe God was to blame. God's always a popular whipping boy because he doesn't talk back and never writes a column for the op-ed page. Not the Buick, though, right? He couldn't find the Buick in Kurt's death, no matter how he traced it out. The Buick had been sitting miles away in Shed B, fat and luxy and blameless, on white-wall tires that wouldn't take dirt or even the slightest pebble in the treads, but repudiated them, each and every one, right down to, as far as we could tell, the finest grain of sand. It was just sitting there and minding its business when Trooper Wilcox bled out on the side of Pennsylvania State Road 32. And if it was sitting there all the while in the faintest baleful reek of cabbage, what of that? Did this boy think? Ned, it didn't reach out for him, if that's what you're thinking, I said. It doesn't do that. I had to laugh at myself a little, sounding so sure, sounding as if I knew that for a fact, or anything else for a fact when it came to the roadmaster. It has pull, maybe even a kind of voice, when it's in one of its, I don't know, active phases, Shirley suggested. Yes, when it's in one of its active phases. You can hear the hum, and sometimes you can hear it in your head as well. Kind of calling. But could it reach out all the way to Highway 32 by the old Jenny station? No way. Shirley was looking at me as if I'd gone slightly loopy. And I felt slightly loopy. What exactly was I doing? Trying to talk myself out of being angry at this unlucky father-lost boy? Sandy, I just want to hear about the fish. I looked at Huddy, then Phil, and Eddie. All three offered variations of the same rueful shrug. Kids, what are you going to do? Finish it. That's what I was going to do. Set aside my anger and finish it. I had spilled the beans. I hadn't known how many beans there were in the bag when I started, I'll grant you that much. And now I was going to clean them up. All right, Ned, I'll tell you what you want to hear. But will you at least bear in mind that this place stayed a barracks? Will you try to remember that? Whether you believe it or not, whether you like it or not, the Buick eventually became just another part of our day. Like writing reports, or testifying in court, or cleaning puke off the floor mats of a cruiser, or Steve DeVoe's Polish jokes. Because it's important. Sure. Tell me about the fish. I leaned back against the wall and raised my eyes to the moon. I wanted to give him his life back if I could, or stars in a paper cup. All that poetry. All he wanted to hear about was the goddamn fish. So fuck it, I told him.